Yes, that was a major win for corn farmers in the ethanol industry by getting E15. And another in the state was Senate Bill 391. It'll help the livestock industries. Well, we can expand the livestock industry in the state, and by doing so, we'll expand the use of corn. And the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which it hasn't passed, we're still waiting for it to be brought to the floor of the House of Representatives, but we're still optimistic that that is going to get done this year. There was some other, like Japan had tariffs on U.S. beef and pork. They're going to reduce those tariffs, which will increase the demand for U.S. beef and pork, and they want corn-fed meat, so it'll increase the demand for corn also. And we worked hard this year on getting atrazine re-registered. So that's still in the process, but we're cautiously optimistic that we're going to get the atrazine re-registered. So that's, in a nutshell, that's a few of the things that we were working on this year.